Hello, welcome to Daycare Diaries. For new listeners, this is just a place where I vent, I give resources, I talk about a lot of things that are going on now in the daycare, especially with the pandemic growing, new strains of COVID, reopening, vaccinations. I give a lot of resources. I'm going to be using my computer, so if you're watching on YouTube, which I hope that you do, if you're listening, you can visit my YouTube, Daycare Diaries. And subscribe. I'll be looking off to the side to read off some information about some of the resources I'll be providing here on Daycare Diaries, mainly because a lot of the times I've been giving resources and I'm really trying to ad-lib pretty much or summarize what I've read and tell you about it, so I want to make sure that the information is as accurate as possible. One of the first things I'm just going to jump right in because I also don't like to keep you on too long. This is my first time doing, not first time I tried it before. If you go on my YouTube, you're going to see two videos that I uploaded from last year. And they were pretty good, but you can tell I was a little bit uncomfortable with it. Believe it or not, I was uncomfortable with the recording. So just like with the podcast, you guys have been hanging in there, listening to me get more and more familiar with the sound of my own voice on recording. And as I've gotten more familiar, I've gotten more comfortable with presenting different resources and information and talking about things that happen in a daycare. I also want to do a tour of my own daycare, where I'll be talking about different things that I'll be doing there. The centers that I set up and how I will be social distancing the children in my care, because a lot of them are still toddlers or infants and they do not keep the mask on all day. We cannot force them to wear masks throughout the day. So I want to make sure that they are safe and healthy and that the parents are comfortable. Excuse me, you know, I'm shaking the table, the camera's moving. So I'm not deleting anything out. I want to keep it as raw and real as possible, so that you can see how gradually, just like the same way you did on my podcast, you can see how I've developed over time. So let's get into this first grant, which is the stabilization grant. Now, this first grant started August 1st for daycare providers. It is found on the Office of Child and Family Services website. I'll put all the links below on my YouTube page. I will not be putting the links in the description box on my podcast anymore. You will have to visit my YouTube page and click on the link. To get to it, I will put a description of what grant I'm talking about, of course, but I will not be putting the links there. You will have to find them on my YouTube page again. So when you get onto the OCFS site, and again, I'm looking off to my laptop, it says here, if you're ready to apply, you're applying for a child care stabilization grant online. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The application is very fast and simple. I did do this one myself, and it took no time. Literally took about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to fill out the application and upload any documents they asked me for. So it is fast and simple, and it will automatically calculate your estimated grant amount, which it did. Before applying, you should make sure that you have your license, registration, enrollment information, including legal name, contact information, your estimated monthly expense, your bank information if you would like your award deposited directly into your bank account. Otherwise, paper checks do get sent to your home. There is a deadline for this grant. The deadline for the stabilization grant application submission is Tuesday, November 30th of 2021 at 11:59 p.m. And any applications received after the deadline, they will not be reviewed. I would suggest filling out these applications. Anytime you get any new grant information, I would suggest filling it out right away so that you can have a better chance of receiving the funds. And don't get discouraged, because I have filled out for so many grants and got denied or did not receive any. So don't get discouraged by not receiving the first one or two. You still keep applying. That's my suggestion. I suggest that you keep applying and trying to get these grants, because there is funding out here. And I will state that I know in my past podcast, I have spoken about a lot of grant programs and there not being a lot of help for daycares, but through the COVID-19 relief funding program, it's been a lot of opening grants and help for us childcare providers and parents. I also want to talk about, I'm just going to type it in here so I can read about it, the excluded workers fund. That's something else that I did look into. It's for people, let me just read it instead of going off the top of my head. This is another COVID relief funding program. It's called the EWF, Excluded Workers Fund. And let me click here and see. I just want to make sure, like I said, I'm giving you guys accurate information. So you can fill this one out online. This is found on the Department of Labor site. And I'll put the link on my YouTube page. I'm sorry. I'm trying to go. It's taking me to the application, and I really just want to get to pull it up so that I can explain more about it. But you can find the link on my YouTube page, and I'll put the name of this funding. Now, this is not just for daycares. This is for anyone who... I just want to make sure. Okay. I'm telling you the right information again. Okay. So this is for people who worked 50%. So it says, for purpose of satisfying the definition of excluded worker in subsection 1 of section 2 of the part EEE, which is it states here, let's see, I'll be doing a lot of this, so you just have to bear with me. I'd rather do this than to give you inaccurate information and then you're just clicking over all over a website. So it says loss of work related earnings of at least 50% per week from week beginning February 23rd, 2020, or loss of household income of at least 50% per week from the week beginning February 23rd, 2020. So you will have to submit documents. So I know when you fill out this application, and again, this application is not a very long one either. It's a very short application, but you do have to upload accurate information. Like, they're going to ask you for your tax forms from as far back as, if I'm not mistaken, 2018. And you should have those on hand. Based on those applications, there's a tier 1 funding and tier 2 funding. And this part I can tell you about because I did actually go through the application myself. I assisted a couple people going through it. So it is pretty simple. And they tell you how much you get, you can get based on the options that they have there for you to fill out. It's a point system. So if you get a certain amount of points, you can be eligible for tier 1 funding. If you get a certain amount of points for tier 2, it's more funding than tier 1. So I would suggest going on that website and trying out that grant as well. This is for people who did not receive unemployment or was working part-time and didn't work over 40 hours a week during COVID. So the Excluded Workers Fund is available for not only child care providers, it's for everyone who did not receive unemployment. We all were aware that there were a lot of scams going on during that time. A lot of people, because of high volume calls, a lot of people weren't able to apply for it. So you can receive this funding now. I would suggest you do it now. Before, you know, you don't know when the funds are going to be gone, where they won't be able to be used anymore. Excuse me. So that's just something I wanted to discuss now. I am hoping to have some guest speakers. I did speak to, I know in one of my old podcasts, I spoke to a lady. I spoke about Docs for Tots, which is a program that I'm going to have within my daycare, Colonel Family Child Care. That's going to assist myself and my staff transition back into the daycare setting and also help children who have been home during COVID the whole year transition back into a setting where they're socializing with other children and adults you know, other than their parents. Because, you know, these children have been home with their parents. Some of them have been home since COVID started. And now they're going back to school. And their parents have to go back to work. Or are hoping to go back to work. So that's something that I'll be talking about in later podcasts. I will do my best to get these podcasts uploaded every 2 weeks. I am reopening for the new school year. And so I do get busy, but I will try to, my best to upload as much as I can. Maybe doing the videos more than I do the actual podcast. Mainly because I do a lot of content during daycare, believe it or not. Because I use an app to send my parents daily reports. So I'm constantly taking videos of activities or little fun things that we do. Throughout the day, if we go on a trip, I'm always taking videos. If we go on a neighborhood walk, I'm always taking videos and pictures of the kids with the consent of the parents, of course. And so I would like to share some of those things with you and maybe get some feedback. You can leave a comment in the comment area and I will respond back to that. I'm trying to get more familiar with using other platforms to talk about some of the issues that parents and providers may have in the daycare and school setting. I do definitely want to discuss these vaccination mandated vaccinations for daycare providers and parents and students 12 and up. And I just really want to know how the parents are feeling about it. I'm hoping to get a parent speaker to discuss it. I'm in contact with one or two right now, so I will get back to you guys on that. But I just wanted to kind of bring in the new month and say stay safe. Again, I think I've mentioned before, your mental health is important. If it's too much and you need to take a break, take a break, but don't quit. Start over as many times as you need to, but don't give up. And I'm a testament of that. I got really burned out over the last few months. It was really stressed. I'd say I dealt with a lot of just being overwhelmed, mainly because I think I mentioned before, like I said in an old podcast, I didn't have really good staff. And I felt bad for closing. And so that's another thing that kind of made me feel a lot worse. I had to close and I'm doing something I love. And this is something that I do throughout the day. This is my work and I'm passionate about it. So I just stopped. And to not be able to do that and then try to go work for other people is just, it's not the same. So now going back in, I have a clear head. I feel a lot more confident about it. I'm very excited about meeting all my new students and my new parents and working with them and coming up with different things where I can help them better transition into the program and make it a safe, fun space for them even during this time. So I'm going to end it there, and I will see you guys again. I'm not even going to tell you when. I'll just try to post every, like I said, I'll try to post every 2 weeks. I don't want to keep saying I'm going to post this day or that day, and then I don't get a chance to do it. But I will be speaking to you again, and again, stay safe and have a wonderful week.